Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight, oh, I can feel it. It's gonna be an awesome night right here on the program. I can't wait till we get started tonight.
I think we've got a man down. Well, this is Raw Dog, and I have Bionic on here, and I think our host Poetic's phone just faded on him. I don't know why.
Yeah, hello?
Are you back, sir?
I am, sir.
It's going to be an awesome night tonight. So, yes, I'm here, sir. Raw Dog.
And you're on the air.
Right. Hello?
We're here.
Hello?
We're here. You're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Tonight's going to be an awesome night, as I said. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Unfortunately, it seems like we're having some technical difficulties. I am on my way home. Actually had some equipment problems, so unfortunately I have to explain this to you guys tonight. But anyway, tonight we're talking about how to be. Do I buy it exclusively or do I leak it? Lord, thank you.
I don't know if Poetic realizes, but that his opening prayer has been cut off. I guess I should finish it for him, but... Yes, sir.
Over the show, please.
I cannot hear you, sir. Well, I'll continue with the show. Okay, let's do this. Things happen. God works in mysterious ways, and you know he's a Christian, so I'm sure he's praying for something better to happen on his side. This is Raw Dog. On the show tonight, we've got Pookie Lee, and we've got Bionic, and we're going to be talking about the subject of buying beats. Is that the thing to do? If my understanding is correct, Bionic and Pookie Lou, you guys are producers, is that correct?
Well, he's a producer, I rap.
Oh, okay, so we've got an artist and a producer.
He's actually my producer, not his artist.
Okay, I understand, I think. Okay, we have an artist. And there is a producer, and they are both online. No, they're not in the same room together, so let's just say that, hey, Pookie Lee and Bionic. Okay. Now, which one of you wants to start this off? See, because the Poetic's doing this to me. He's always wanted me to be the host. But, and you know, I got a feeling he's throwing me under the bus. So let's just try to handle this in a way to show him, hey, I shouldn't be the host. Okay. What are your thoughts on the beats and people buying, leasing? Which one of you wants to start it off?
You want to start it off, sir?
I think the producer should, because it's just, you know, it's the producer's product.
All right, let's do that.
Well,
producer. Now, I got two people, Bionic and Pookie Lee. Which one of you is the producer?
Bionic.
Okay.
Yes,
Is Pookie Lee throwing you under the train, sir? Oh, no. as a producer, as a producer, let's just do it like this. Tell us, do you think Mind the Beat is the way that this should, that artist should go about this?
Well, my views on this have changed slightly over the years. And reason being, like, as a producer, of course, I'm going to tell somebody, hey, look, you need to go ahead and pay for this thing straight up. You know, go ahead and buy it. It's yours. But what I've come to realize over the course of time is that a lot of artists aren't grinding like they say they're grinding. A lot of artists aren't moving and shaking like they say they're moving and shaking. If you know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that you have 100% chance of success, all you have to do is put out X amount of money and your success is insured, you're going to go ahead and put that money out. But if there's any small doubt in your mind that something else is going to come up, something else may not work, whatever the case may be, you're not going to really want to put that money up because there's an inkling of doubt in your mind. And so that's where leasing comes in. Well, me as a producer, I could stand to make more money off of a lease, but at the same time, I feel like it kind of dulls my creativity. It dulls the creativity of other artists because it's not really there. It's something that they can just take and throw away at their own leisure. They don't have any commitment to. You know, it can be 500 people on the same beat. And to be honest, nobody can really push forward with it but so far because there's so many other people on it. Those other people have watered the beat down for them themselves. So that's just my personal view on it. I understand why certain people lease it. But, you know, for me personally, I think an artist should, if they feel that strongly about the product, go ahead and buy it and move forward with it.
All right. All right. All right. Now, the artist, Pookie Lee, let's hear what you've got to say on that.
Well, first of all, I think it really boils down to an agreement. Matters whether it's a lease or you buying it outright, you still have to come up with some type of agreement. Now, a lot of artists, even like myself, when you're dealing with certain producers and they put a certain number on the track, and then when you still see maybe, I'm going to say, the agreement that's proposed to you after even buying it right outright, because even though you buy it outright, that producer still has some legal rights to that track because, you know, that's how the industry works. So right. When you buy a track outright, let's just say you buy a beat and then you create a song and it still does – the song doesn't do what was expected of the song to do. That still affects the producer because even with him selling you the beat, he's still expecting, you know, a good outcome on that track to where – you know, he can, you know, draw in more clients, you know. And if you don't blow, it's like, okay, I'm a producer, I'm around here, I'm selling these beats, these cats not making nothing pop, so I'm going to raise the price. You know, I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make my money and not worry about the artist, you know, and what he do. In the same effect, you can have a producer who make a nice track, and he decides, well, why sell this one beat for X amount of dollars when I can just put it out there and let people use it for their mixtapes and, you know, get the same profit, if not more. So it's, and the whole assault on this thing is it all really depends upon the producer you're dealing with and how he feel about making his money or how he, you know, his goals or his ambitions with his product. You know, how far can you stretch it? How far can you cut it and make it, you know, make one track, two tracks out of, you know, make the amount of two tracks out of one track. So it is really up to, like I said, it's up to the type of producer you're dealing with and the type of arrangements that's made. I don't think whether it's leased or whether you buying it matters. I just think it boils down to the agreement, because I can tell you, I'm going to lease this track. I want exclusive rights for 2 years. If nothing pops, you can resell it. You know, it all boils down to agreement. And that's my take on that. So, like I say, it's not about buying or leasing with me. It's about what two agree upon once the deal is made concerning the track.
Okay, okay. And I can understand that. And you know what? The two sides are both valid. Now, I got to say this, okay. We're going to put the entertainers in front of the firing squad because I'm a producer. So I kind of understand what Bionic's saying in the format that producers are just like entertainers. What they do, if they're willing to put it on the market, is a good effort. It shows their talent and what have you. And it's hard to tell someone that creates the music or the beat or what have you that it's not going to the top, okay? Because we have egos just like everybody else. Now, you know, to lease it means you still own it, you know, and so therefore your baby can be cultivated. Your baby can rise. But to sell an exclusive, it's like having your baby adopted. And you can go visit it because you know who adopted it, but it's not yours to put input and make it grow or to take it different places. You know, I mean, to see how far it can go. So the two sides of it, I do understand, because there's passion on both sides. You can't tell an entertainer that they're not going to be a star, and you can't tell a producer that what he's doing is not the bomb. So, you know, we've got both these sides going here, and both of you are right, and neither one of you is wrong. And, you know, we're born with that. It's called heart in what we're doing. And most entertainers and producers, it's a love, okay? Let's not fool each other because, see, guess what? If we were rich, we wouldn't be on this program tonight. So, you know, we're all trying to get into a level that, you know, by what we love doing and what seems to be part of our spirit. So, you know, hey, I appreciate both of you. And, you know, I think both claims are valid. And, you know, so there's no wrong. There's no right. And Poetic is man down. Are you still man down, Poetic?
No, sir. I'm right here.
He's back. Well, Poetic, did you hear what they had to say? Uh-oh.
Absolutely, I heard.
Oh, I thought it was man down again. Okay.
No, sir.
And what did you
anyway,
think about what they said?
I've been listening the whole time, actually, and I agree with both sides of the coin too. But I can say this: what you said, and I don't know if you mistakenly said it. You said with the leasing of the beat, you still own it, meaning the producer still owns it.
Yeah, because the lease is just a usury right.
Yeah, it's a usury right. I totally agree with that. We're going to bring some more people in a few minutes because we do have, like, Charlie V, who's also on deck tonight. But I'm not sure which number it is because a lot of
I'm going to find exactly where everyone's at. Okay.
Okay. All right. So... So the big question is I need, do I lease it or do I buy it? Well, both of you guys, actually, Bionic, he spoke earlier and he's saying that, you know, his views have changed over time. Why did your views change, Bionic?
Because, basically because folk aren't spending money like they used to. You can call it based on a recession. I'm not going to call it a recession. I'm going to call it priority. I call it priorities mainly because the same folks talk about they don't have money for beats are the same ones still hitting the club up, buying out the bar, you know, so on and so forth, X, Y, Z. And they prioritize how they want to prioritize. You know, I do, like I said, a lease potentially could bring in more money for a producer than an outright purchase. And something that Pusey Lee said earlier about retaining a producer retaining the rights, well, everything is based around your contract. You do have people that, you know, buy or get exclusive rights outright, and the producer still has, you know, still has their credit and still can get residuals. Then at the same time, you have people that, you know, will go ahead and buy it outright and just buy you out. And, you know, they might say, hey, I'll put your name on it. They might say, hey, don't worry about it. We got this. We'll buy you out. It all depends on, you know, whatever the situation may be. But my views really have changed mainly because the market has changed. With the rising of certain websites where they sell beats or where they lease beats, you have guys now that have pretty much diluted the game and watered down what's really going on. So look at it from the standpoint of if everybody was charging $1,000 for a beat, rappers would naturally say, hey, I got to get $1,000 to get these beats. But if you have a guy that's saying, okay, I got these beats for $1,000, then you got this other guy over here saying, well, I got these beats over here five for $25. Where do you really think they're going to go? And
they're
going
to go to the
425,
but then think about it this way. How about the quality of beat?
Because, well,
I mean,
honestly, we're in an era right now where the quality doesn't matter to a lot of people. And I say that because I've heard what a lot of these guys are paying for. And they'll just say, well, hey, this is just to help get my buzz up, this is just for this. And I don't knock them for that, because you have to start from somewhere. And if you don't have it, you got to figure out how to get it. So I'm not mad at them for any, you know, for doing that. But at the same time, like I said, it kind of puts pressure on the other folk where it's like, and I've heard it, I've heard people say, well, man, I ain't got it, and over here, this stuff is okay, so I'm going to just rock with it. What can you do? You know, so, like I said.
Bionic, I think we lost Bionic. As if we support Charlie V, is that you?
Yes.
Maybe two seven. Who is that?
I can't hear
him. 8 3 2 7 9. Okay, we got turned out. And who's sitting there? Like,
what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Like, we lost Bionic, so. And I got to make sure. 919-786, is that you, Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll go ahead and finish your thought. You lost you for a second. I don't know.
Yeah.
How.
Yeah, they cut me off. But either way, it's basically, like I said, it's a matter of staying competitive. Everything is a competition out here. You're competing with other people. So my views have changed just based off the fact of staying in the game, staying competitive, and not pricing yourself out of the game.
Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm saying
so.
We're having some board issues. Boards have changed.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Please,
yeah,
go.
So, nah, that was it. You know, it's just a matter of just not realizing what folk out here are doing and just adapting to try to go ahead and make sure that you're not boxing. That's all it is.
Yes. Okay. And look, Charlie V was in just a few minutes ago, and I'm gonna give him. Charlie V, welcome to Hip Hop National. I'm sure you've been tuning in and locking in. I'm sure you had some kind of comments or something to add to what Mike just said. You now have the floor, sir. TV.
Yo.
Are you there?
Who are you asking for?
Charlie V. In.
Oh, no, this Pusha Lee.
Pusha Lee. Give me your thoughts.
Me?
Yes.
I lost train of thought on some of the things he said. But I know when it comes down.
Well, let me recap. He meant that a lot of it is dealing with budget today. One person said, hey, you five beats for X amount of dollars, you know, $25, $30. And then you got this other one saying, I'm going to charge back for an exclusive beat. What do you go to? But it's a kind of situation, the recession have brought us to where it seems like, hey, you're getting better, you're more for your buck by leaning over this way. So,
well, the thing about that is I don't think it boiled down to quality. I think a lot of artists have came to a conclusion that, hey, I can rap. And a lot of artists was just, in my opinion, they was living a fantasy in their own world. As long as they can go in the studio, touch a track. It started with an industry track, and then it became, well, let's do some original stuff. It was never about quality. I think it was all about putting my vocals on the track like I do mixtapes, get a nice mix, get a nice compress, put it out, make me buy 15 songs, hit the streets, let me sell some mixtapes, and make me hustle like that. It kind of took over the dope game. Some of these youngsters didn't want to take their counter for selling drugs, so they made a lot of what you call mixtapes. And everybody was using the same industry tracks. So that's why people went to cheap, simple, you make beats, make me a beat. They didn't even care what the beat was. As long as it was just a beat that sounded decent. It was no real concept, you know, to the beat. It was just a couple of drums, a couple of horns, and make it work. And for some people, it worked. Some industry tracks, it worked. So I don't believe that the fact of paying $1,000 for a beat, let's just say, or even $500, would sound ridiculous to a person who is just trying to make a mixtape and go out there and slang it on the streets and make some money. Now, the opposite of that is when we talk about making a real album. Like I say, some of these guys who took these simple tracks and made simple songs, these songs became hits. These songs worked. So that becomes the role model of music now. So you still got great producers like Bionic who would say, hey, you know, that's garbage. You know, I make way better music than that, way better quality, and which he does do. But how relevant is that now when you got a guy who just made a hit, sold millions of copies off a mixtape song that was mixed to expectations that was satisfying enough for the listeners? So now these people who do this say, hey, if this guy made it with the song he did, mine's tighter than that. So everybody pushed towards that direction. Now it don't cost that much to make an album no more. You know, and that's kind of what the producers are facing. And you just have some producers who just refuse to lower the standard, and I don't blame them. But at the same time, if the bar is not set that high no more, it's not about producers like Dre and Lil Jon and, you know, the Eminems, and, you know, it's not about those kind of producers no more. You rarely even hear about producers right now. All you do is you hear a song, you hear some catchy phrases, and that becomes the hit record, and that becomes what the listeners gravitate to. You don't hear, name the hottest producer right now that you hear. on the radio.
Mike Will.
I don't even know who that is. I guarantee you, if I ask a lot of young artists, what producers y'all idolize, it was a time where everybody said things like this: I want me a Dr. Dre beat. I want me a Lil Jon type beat. You don't hear that no more. All you hear is a producer saying, I make beats, come to my studio, I can make you one on the spot, and they drop what they want to drop to it unconsciously, and they got the guts to go out there and just sell that crap. But it falls in the right hands, that crap becomes gold, and that becomes the role model of music. So it's really the producers who caused this nonsense. It's not the artists, it's the producers.
And I agree. I do agree with that.
Yeah, this is what they did. They put, because here's the thing. You get an artist. You get a good artist like myself, a serious writer who takes thought in every punchline. You get the producer that wants the money. You deal with a certain type of criticism. He wants his track done a certain way, wrapped to a certain way. Whether you buying it or leasing it, he has a vision. And the reason why he has a vision, because he's a producer that actually takes the same amount of time and energy to make the beat. So he knows where he was going with the beat. All it takes is a good writer to come get that beat and take it a whole other direction. There's a conflict. These youngsters, they take these beats, boom, 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 and they make up a hook. I got my 501 jeans, fresh white shirt, and it's a hit. There's no conflict there. So it's done a lot easier that way. So it's really just the conflict. There's no dominance of who have the right to do what to the track. And that's why when you get to the major labels, they don't play that. They come to you, here go a track, write to it. If they don't like the song, they scrap it. Hey, write this guy's song to that beat. If you don't rap it, he's going to be shipped after that album. That's the bottom line. People buck that. People go against that. And you just have a whole conflict of artists making music, and it ain't really going nowhere because you got producers and artists clashing now. And that's kind of like the role and the destiny that the rap game is heading. Now, y'all might disagree with what I'm saying, but that's what I see.
Well, do you think it's because it's easy to make a rap production rather than an R&B?
Hold up. Let me say this. If you go watch The Temptations, and you go watch some of them old movies, Five Heartbeats, when a song was done, that song was treated like God. From the creation to the end, to the completion. Nowadays, it's all about make a song, put it on the radio, put some money behind the spins. We spend it enough, it's going to sink in the subconscious of listeners who listen to these stations, and this song is going to become a hit. The illusion of the song, really, will become a hit that everybody's going to adapt to, and they already know how long they got to write these songs out. They don't even plan. You look at some of these artists, they have six-month tours, they don't even make it 6 months because them songs are not strong enough to sustain the conscience. But they get you a ticket for quite some time. Yeah, they get you a ticket for quite some time. Then you got the artist who they put in no work, no real dedication to the song. He gets big-headed, arrogant. He getting the same kind of money as a person who put that kind of energy in. No business sense. He getting money. He can go out there, shine, have sex with pretty women, and buy a couple of cars, and he believes he done made it. So now he's X'd out, and it becomes another lottery pick. Who's the next dumb artist that we can get and put him in this same realm but make more money off of him this time? We ain't going to let him do what this last guy did. We're going to make sure we get more money out of him. And it's like the rap game is like an undercover American Idol. We ain't in front of the people until they put us in front of them. And that's just really what it is.
All right, guys. I'd like to bring in Charlie V. And Charlie V, I'm going to bring you in right after we go to a set of commercials. We've been having some technical issues with our program tonight. Thank you guys for having the patience to stand by us while we go through this difficult time. We'll be back in just a moment. When we come back, we're going to let Charlie V come in and introduce himself, and then we'll talk about, you know, I'd like him to feed off of what Pusey Lee was saying. Pusey Lee, you, just like you said, brother, you're going to bring in the Bible of industry on us tonight. You done came in like the preacher, bruh. So you stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
All right.
Listen to Hip Hop National Radio. I need a beat. Should I buy it exclusively or should I lease it? Y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversions,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706. Where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary. Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about I Need a Beat. Should I buy it exclusively or lease it? Man, I'm telling you, Bionic and my boy Pusey Lee has been putting it down at the top of the show. Now we're about to bring in another brother, Charlie V. Charlie V, I know you've been locked and loaded, hearing everything, what's been going on. What's your view, sir? You now have the floor.
What's going on, Poetic? Man, it's good to be on again, man. Hey, check.
Tell us about a little bit what Charlie V do, though, and what we're calling in from, Charlie.
Okay, I'm Charles Vian, calling in from Houston, Texas, 20-year veteran entertainment industry, formerly at an R&B group, Ideal, owner of Uplift Comics, home of Baby Isaac, the Baby Isaac crew, the hip-hop mascot, the hottest hip-hop mascot band in the world, you know, and pretty much, man. That's what I do, man. It's a blessing to be a part of the hip hop world now, because I started out as a classical vocalist coming out of high school, and 20 years later, I'm 22 years later, I'm in the hip hop world, and I never thought I'd be in the hip hop world. I just was a hip hop lover. But, I feel sorry for the hip-hop world. I really feel sorry for the hip-hop world. Why? Because, like my man said, it used to be a time where, Dre, back in 1989 and 93, Dre was the hottest, hottest producer out here, and everybody wanted Dre beat. He had all the Snoop Dogg and everybody and the Tupacs and everybody rocking on Dre beats, and everybody wanted to be on a beat like that. But now, like you said, who is the producers that you look for? Because you go online, you got thousands and thousands of leased beats being leased out, and it's not hard. And then you got all these programs. I remember going in the studio back early '90s where, I was intrigued because these boys being in the studio making beats on real keyboards and equipment, motifs and all this. And now, you go to these brothers' house, they got a little computer, a little laptop with a couple of speakers, man. They on Fruity Loops and, and Reason and, stuff like that, And it's crazy because, to me, that's not production. That's just, that's just copying what everybody else can do on their home computer. They mix it really good. Next thing you hear Soulja Boy on the radio, doing what he do. And it's just crazy. Like I said, I feel sorry for the hip-hop world. I'm a part of the hip-hop world. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, I didn't know nothing about hip-hop production when I first jumped out here with Baby Isaac. So first thing I did, I went and started leasing the beats. I didn't know anything about it. Now, as I get deeper in it, I'm like, I want this thing to be totally different because I know that we've gotten a lot of popularity, so I need to go back to making sure that I got a real producer on this thing, somebody that ain't out here just leasing it to everybody. But like I said, I feel sorry because now the hip-hop beat world is so watered down, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Now, what I do with Baby Isaac, it started off, like I said, I didn't start off in the game of thinking I'm going to be in the hip hop world as an artist. I've started off, this was play to me. I'm playing with these puppets and had no idea that it'll grow to this level. But it's just kind of crazy, man. I feel sorry for these brothers who actually, out here really, in the game, talented, doing it, because it's so much competition in it right now. And if you don't, know what to do or have somebody behind you, man, it's hard to be an artist that, like my man said, with some shelf life. It's ridiculous, man. It's a crazy industry right now, man. And I don't even know what to tell you, like I said, because I didn't start in the hip hop world. I know what to do in R&B. R&B, it's still a little, it's getting watered down on R&B side too, because you're still able to do the same thing with the little computer programs as well. Nobody's really, I'm going to say nobody. There's some people out here still making some real good music, but you got all these boys sitting at home, with a little keyboard, little MIDI keyboard running into some VST program. Probably can play pretty good a little bit, but, it's too easy, man. It's too easy. Well, what do we do? Where do we go from here?
Well, the thing it is, this is something I was talking to Pootsie Lee about earlier today. We were talking about when you lease a beat, it leaves it open to a lot of people.
I think we're having technical difficulties at this time because I lost him. Let's take it like this. When we start talking about, the beats and what have you, and I heard someone mention that the outlets have so many thousands of different beats that, you know, let's ask, how do you define a good producer or a good beat? How are they found? I mean, you know, let's just say your name is Walt, and so you're at the end of the search engine. So, you know, people aren't going to go to the end of the search, check out your beats. So tell me, do you think there should be some outlet to display so that people have a chance to differentiate and see the depth of different products that different producers have to lease?
Well, but
anybody
any
input
have,
on that?
They do have outlets.
But see, guess what? I do understand that, but let me say it like this. What if we played producers' beats, and that's an advertising source rather than a name source? Because as someone mentioned, name a good producer. Well, okay, now, and Bionic, you're a producer. Now, I'm in Washington State. I don't know what state you're in, but, and this is no offense to you, but you've never heard of Raw Dog, and I've never heard of Bionic. But I wish I had heard of some of your stuff and was able to, you know the depth of your talent and your creativity, you know, just as one producer to another producer. I could have networked with you and had somebody contact you for something that you might have had. But see, guess what? Like I said, there's so many people on these sites. How do I hear about you?
Well,
and pick you out special.
Dilemma. Like when to answer your first question, the first question is how do you define a good producer? And I think that's dictated based on what the people or the artists want. Because a lot of artists don't think for themselves, to be honest. A lot of artists say, hey, I'm different. Hey, I'm better than this, or I'm different, or I can do this, or I can do that. But when it's all said and done, they're doing the exact same thing somebody else is already doing. So what does that mean? That means they're using beats that are styled after somebody else. They're using beats that are already semi-popular. They're using beats that are already, you know, might sound like something 2 Chainz did, or might sound like something that Drake did. And to me, what dictates a good producer is somebody that, number one, has their own style, and number two, is truly versatile. You know, of course you're going to have your sound that you gravitate to or your sounds that you gravitate to, but you have to be able to say, hey, this is my plate. You know, this is my buffet of beats. I don't just have all salad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't just have all salad. I have salad, I got soup, I got steak, I got chicken, I got pork, I got, you know, lamb. I got everything out here for you. I don't just have this over here. And to me, that's what dictates a good producer. Now, as far as the getting the word out, I mean, that's all a networking thing. That's all, you know, putting your name out, trying to attach yourself to good artists, trying to just network and get out. One of the biggest problems and one of the biggest issues is, like my man said earlier, it's 1,000 people out here making beats now. You know, because the technology is a gift and a curse. So it's 1,000 people out here that just with the push of a button can do a step time beat and say, okay, yeah, I got this beat, it's hot. That, you know, when you quote a price to somebody that has an ego that ain't done nothing, all their homeboys think that they hot, so now they got an ego behind that, and you tell them, yeah, I charge this. Oh, man, I ain't trying to pay that. I got a homeboy over here to make beats. And a homeboy might be very subpar, but it's already given him that hood fame. It's given him that fame within his crew. So you have to look at those situations and stay away from those situations and move to people that are willing to, number one, constantly keep your name in their mouth, two, try to help you network with other people in situations, and three, you got to go out and just brand yourself. But the problem with yourself branding is like with me, I have an unusual style here and there. I personally don't think it's unusual. But the average person listening to my stuff is like, oh, dude, you don't sound like nobody else. Occasionally, you know, it may have a style like something, but overall it don't sound like nothing else. Well, the problem is that causes people to think. And people, and a lot of these artists don't want to think. They just want to jump on, throw something together real quick because they done seen some video of somebody that's really been in the game for 15 years and honed their skills. They think, oh, I just started rapping, you know, I've been rapping 2 years. I can be on their level. No, you can't. So, yeah, you do have to put some work in it. There's nothing wrong with taking a week to write a record. There's nothing wrong with that, but these guys are like, nah, I want something now, and that's what's watering down everything else. Oh.
Well, now here's the question. Okay. And to be very honest with you, I do understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that you're a producer. Producers make many different styles of products. You know, because one day you have a thought and a melody that it's not like the last one, you know, and that just shows the love that you have. But now here's a question, because Poetic and I have been throwing this around and what have you, and we've been approached to do a producer beat maker show and advertising with the tags and what have you in 30 to 45 seconds of beat makers' songs, so that if someone is out there wanting to lease them or buy an exclusive, because the question is always thrown to Poetic, and he said it to me, and I go, well, hey, I don't know who to direct you to, because, you see, you never want to get caught up into that point of, well, that wasn't the style I wanted. Everybody's got a right to choose. Would you want an outlet that would play your music around the world, 45-second snippets with your tag in it, that would not allow it to be copied, that would advertise that you are a producer and you do have beats for sale? Is that something that would interest you as a producer?
Of course. I mean, anything that furthers me and my name, I'm down for. You know.
That's why when I use the example that I'm in Washington State, you've never heard of Raw Dog. I've never heard of Bionic, but I want to hear your stuff because in talking to you, you have, man, there's something that you must put in your music because you have a passion. That I want to hear your music. You know, just as one producer to another one, it's like, wow, I want to hear this guy. See, right. So in the same point, I understand how hard it is for people to discover the depth of what you can do and the creations that you have that they can purchase or lease. You know, so in that case, you know, and when people have talked to Poetic and suggested the point of having a subscriber beatmaker show with them advertising what they have for sale, you know, he's been kicking it around. And that's one of the reasons for this show tonight, because he wanted to know what the people thought, what the artists, what the producers thought about having an outlet where you'd hear who you are, and when I say tag it up, you know what I mean by that. So it can't be copied. And what if that steers money your way from all around the world? See, when you start to think of it like that, there's a possibility. But then that's also an outlet, because when I go to some of the beat sites, I get confused by the names I see. I don't know which one is going to be better than the next one. And I don't have a bunch of time just to discover someone in there, because they're adding a new name every day.
Right.
You know, so it's a point that in just talking with Poetic, it was a point that he also saw there was a need in the community for those that aren't the artists, those that are the creators of the music, to have some avenue to display their wares, not just hip-hop, not R&B, not just, you know, pop, whatever, but a chance that there's another line of media for them. And, you know, he's got followers on this show, so, I don't know whether he's been convinced that this is a worthy endeavor or not to add a show like that. Do you think that it would be good for him to do that?
Well, I mean, I think it has to be built up. It's not something that he could say, okay, I'm going to do it next Monday. I think it's something that needs to have a nice runtime prior to. You know, give it some build up ahead of steam. Y'all sort through who y'all want to work with. Y'all set out the business details, and y'all fire it off and make it happen.
You know, that sounds really good. You know, and you know, here's something.
Let's
I'm
go
on
around
the
board and
country.
Get it thought too.
Well, but see, I'm on one side of the country, and you're on the other side. See, so now the poetic. You would be someone good to be on the inside of talking about that and possibly creating something like that, you know, because you sound like you've got your feet on the ground. Now, what did you say, Poetic?
I said, let's go around the board and see what everybody else's thoughts is. Charlie V, what's your thoughts?
Yes, sir. Man, like I said, I'm still on it. I'm still on the motor. Like, I don't know where... How to stop it? You know what I mean? I don't know how to go back. How do you go back when technology is constantly advancing? I mean, in a minute, somebody gonna be able to think about a beat and be able to put it online. And you know, I don't even you know what do you do now? That's my thing. Like you know, what I had to say is, what do you do now? Where do you go from here? How do you teach guys what true production is when it's so watered down? You know, and in an industry
with the electronic
where everybody
stuff.
Wants to be.
Yeah, we're gonna go right back to that in a minute, Charlie. Definitely.
Okay.
I want to finish this thought what Raw Dog had just said.
Okay.
What do you think about this platform being open to the producers, allowing the producers to present their beats to the artists that so desire to do it? Because we have a lot of artists, and I'm gonna tell you, there's a pool of artists in our world that just they don't have that production skill. But they're looking
True.
For the right person with the right beat.
I think Let that if y'all here. Offer it, I think that if y'all offer, if you offer that, at, you know, exclusively to producers, like my man said, that you filter out, you know, you get a pool of producers that you totally filter out. That's, you know, that's not in that whole sound click, that big old pool of thousands and thousands of people who think they can make beats. I think that it'll be great because you know. You actually can make sure that the people, you know, the artists are really, you know, tapping into some real, true music makers.
Okay. And Pusik Lee, what's your thoughts?
Well, I'm hearing something kind of that I've never heard of from, like I said, a biblical side of this. the thing about it is this. Y'all got to remember one thing. It's not the way the way music is made is never really well nowadays. It's not the producers that are going out there saying, "Hey, I need to find somebody to rap on my beat." It's actually the artists that are going out saying, "Hey, I need to find me a track to rap on." And when you look at it from that aspect, you have to get this. You have to put in your head as a producer. That my position is to make good product for these people, for these artists to rap on. So even if you do a pool like that, you're really going to have a lot of artists who pretty much listening to what they can rap on. We're going to keep that in mind. But it still doesn't change the prices, the negotiation, the leasing. You still run into that problem even if they want your beat. So when you put a pool like that out there, who are you putting out there for? The artists, record labels,
like, what are your, like, what are you, I want to know what the producers expecting to get back when they do that. Because if you get an artist like me, I don't mind paying for beats if I can afford it. But if I like a beat, and let's just say you want $500 for the beat, if I know for a fact my little cousin is 9 years old can go on the computer like every artist is doing, because they make it so easy now. It ain't got to be a beat nowadays. It's got to sound like a beat. And if I can get him to do something that sounds similar to what I like that you've done and want $500 for, then it's like, this, I call it bootlegging, you know, or borrowed productions, but that'll do. To buy him a cool cup and go in the studio and rap to that same beat that sound like the one I like. So when you throw your beats out there like that, you got to remember, even though it's your production, even though you marked it and you're screaming your name all through the beats, whatever you got to do to protect yourself, it's still enough out there to solicit ideas from and go to this simple, I never played with Garage Band and all that stuff, but go to these same simple beats with these sounds that everybody use and make me a beat that sound like that. I'm going to tell you something. I know you got to go to commercial pretty soon, but let me say this about Bionic.
I'll be honest with you. Respect, brother. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Bionic, to me, is probably still one of the best producers I've ever heard. And I'm going to tell you why. Because before I met Bionic, I had heard so many beats that sound alike, and I was like, man, I ain't finna do no song. I just keep writing songs for people. I ain't finna do no rapping. Bionic let me hear a beat called Tonight. And when I heard the beat, it was something like I had never heard. It was a beat that made me come out of retirement of freestyling and putting that pen to a paper. And his first couple of tracks he sent me, I struggled writing to. He sent me a beat called Rodeo. I didn't know what to do with that. People dared me to do it. One day it came to me. So when people hear me perform these songs, I still overall have a dominance at every club I perform at. But when they ask me who made my beats, I say, Body. How much he charged? I say, $500. Get close as you can to it. They say, oh, that's what's up, that's what's up. They don't discredit it because it's like what I do to his music. But they say, oh, that's what's up, that's what's up. And they say, yeah, you know, we make beats too. And I can guarantee you, because I've heard these guys try. They've tried to go mimic Bionic, and it's quite natural that he's not easy to mimic. But he's one of those producers that just can't get through the cracks because he's dominated by a lot of, I'm going to call them watered-down producers. You know, guys who just know how to go there, follow the tempo, put their drums in there, their horns in there, and come up with some lyrics and make the song pop. So, you know, that's what I see in the struggle from his side of the fence. You know, I never heard Raw Dog music or production, and I don't know what, you know, his take on the industry as far as that go. But that's I learned that valuable lesson, because I tell Bionic all the time, he performed with me when he came to Houston, and everybody was, you know, they liked it. But nobody was willing to quite spend that dollar. And what they wanted to pay was for the same stuff they get off GarageBand, the same stuff that's on the Internet. That's all they say. Yeah, my partner makes beats. You go over there, it's one computer. It's not even a laptop. It's a Dell, the big desktop. And they make beats
now,
off that.
Now, with what you just said, and with what you just said, I want to know, and I'm asking this to Bionic. Bionic,
yes, sir.
Nobody wanted to move on the beat because maybe the cost for them was just too much. Does that, as a business decision, does it make you say, you know what, let me make this a little bit more affordable, and maybe I should just go into the leasing of the beat until I got someone, until I can gain the favor of several artists that put the credibility of my name even stronger. Then now I command the price.
Well, I've done that. I brought my price down several times. My price includes packages as far as mixing and mastering, which, you know, between me and one of my partners used to be an engineer, a Bad Boy, you know, platinum plaques, all that. You know, so between me and him, you know, you're not just getting the beat for $500. You're getting the mixing and the mastering, which...
And then you also got somebody with industry creds. That's
exactly
what it sounds like.
Exactly. But at the same time, a lot of these guys, like when we talked earlier about quality, they don't care. They just looking at the dollar amount. That's all they're looking at. All
right, it is that time. Let's continue your fight when we come back. I love all what right. y'all are doing. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, man. It makes me turned on. I really get into a good spat, be honest with you. So y'all stay with me. We'll be back in just a moment. As y'all know, we are getting it in. I need a beat. Should I buy it exclusively or should I lease it? We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
In India, every month, 100,000 children die of starvation and violence. In a town called Tanuku, we have an orphanage called Nirakshana Children's Home. Nirakshana means hope. The orphanage presently provides a safe haven for 30 children who have come from poverty-stricken backgrounds, abandoned by society and isolated. At Nirakshana, they have shelter, food, companionship, but most of all, hope. Please look deeply within yourselves as we need your help to ensure that the ministry of Nirakshana grows and prospers. $8 a month is not a fortune, but collectively it becomes huge, allowing us to transform the lives of these children. Take the time to browse our website. Nirakshana, that's NIRIEKSHANA.net. A big thanks to Hip Hop National Radio and Hip Hop National Magazine for helping us reach a global audience.
You know what?
It's your boy Pit Boss, Cash Gorilla Records. I'm all about supporting the WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children in all communities. Now I want y'all to call in and request my hot new single, Do It Big, and big ups to Hip Hop National Radio, and keep it locked right here. It's your boy Pit Boss.
HipHopNational.com.
This your boy TC, the champion. No, I support that WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children of all communities. And I want y'all to call and request that new hot single, Champion. I'm Mr. Dallas, and I approve of this message.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
All right. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Look like I'm having a look.
And I believe we're back. Let me bring in Pookie Lee.
What's going on?
Let me bring in Bionic.
And I believe we're back.
All right, we're back. And I got a question. I'm a producer like Bionic.
Okay.
So I got to stand on the side of the producers. I want my bank account to rise, okay? I understand, Pookie Lee, that, you know, as an entertainer, you want your bank account to rise. So, you know, it's an equal point. But, see, producers, you know, when you compare us with the guy with the computer and the beat machine, that's kind of offensive because, and I'll tell you why, because we've invested more money in what we do, okay? And, you know, that alone brings us to a higher level. Now, if you compare us with the young man that's just got, you know, the computer and that's it, it's not even going to be the quality that you're going to get from a producer. You know, yes, they're in competition, but you should know the difference. You should feel the difference. You should understand and realize that it's not of the level that you're trying to have in something that you do. Yes, they're there, but you can walk past that. And see, that's the problem when we start to rise and we invest in the equipment as producers. We know the difference between what we do and what others are doing. Now, success is what we're trying to go for, and I guess that's why we've made that investment. But do you think that an artist, knowing that it was done on a desktop and the quality isn't there, do you think that he's choosing the right road to success?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, Pookie Lee.
Go ahead.
I know how Bionic feels about that.
I can answer that two ways, but I'm gonna answer it straight up and down. I don't think the burden is on the artist to really discover or know what the beat is made on. You know, I don't think like Bionic was saying, I don't think they care. You know, they don't even care. If they hear production and if it sounds pleasing to the ear, like I said in my opening statement, that's what the game is running with. It's not the artist's fault that becomes dominant, because it's these major labels who push this stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, you know, Bionic, like I said, he's my producer. I've seen the equipment he worked with. It's not what I saw in Sony when I was in New York. But his quality to me is better than what I heard out of $200 hour producers, just to come in there and hear what you want to do and make you a beat and charge you all that money. So I had to question that, because I used to believe you had to go to certain producers that had certain equipment and certain sound systems and to make the best music. I used to believe that. When I met Bionic and he told me what all he worked with, I didn't know what it was, but he didn't name a lot. And when he explained to me that he understood how sound travel, and he was a little bit more deeper than the average producer, you know, that I worked with, he understood we in a small room, if I record right here, the sound going straight up, so we got to pull it out 3 inches. He understood that. So, when I looked at that, I said, well, here's a guy who really doesn't use all the big keyboards. I mean, I don't know what his secret is. You know, if I did, I wouldn't tell you. But
you want to know what's funny? You want to know what's funny? If he didn't tell you some secrets about his studio.
Yeah.
You know, hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And you know what? It's beautiful because, see, guess what? It makes me appreciate Bionic more and more, because he studied when he put his together. He figured out, and he's got these secrets that he's not telling anybody about his equipment. I understand what you're saying. I really, really understand. But see, that's part of the magic of being a producer, because there are nuances, and you don't have to have certain things that people think you have to have. When you put your studio together, he studied his pieces, and there's certain pieces that he hasn't told anybody that he has, or that he researched and found out, this is does what I need and to get the quality out. See, that's a funny thing, because we don't tell all our secrets. We don't tell that piece of the magic, because that's what stands us out above the other one. And I can appreciate Bionic even more by that, because what you said makes him a qualified producer, because I've heard heart from him, I've heard intellect, and now I've heard that he has the intelligence to understand music composition and sound. So you have given him the credentials to drive the car. And I, you know, and see, that's what I'm saying. Now, as Bionic, as the producer, he needs an outlet. He needs an outlet so people can hear that he is a producer. And he I, as an artist, I got to say this, he's your dude. And you'd hate to lose him to the world. But is it fair? I mean, you know, what if the world discovered Bionic? And he was contracted to go all over the United States, so it'd be hard to catch up with him. That sounds good, huh, Bionic?
Of course it does.
Hello. And see, and that's why as an artist, you try to get all the beats you can from him before he do that. So when he do that,
and you know what? I can appreciate that. That's love. That's love. But you got to tell him that. You got to let him know, looky here, I make it, you make it. I don't want it all for myself. I want us to have it. Because, see, guess what? He can always be in your corner. You don't let a good thing go. You know, that's just like a woman. You don't let a good thing go because at 4 o'clock in the morning, you will have the blues. You know, you'll be asking yourself, why did I, how come I didn't? And you go, wait a minute. The answer is, it's got to be real. You know, you got to root for each other. And you got to pull each other up so that, hey, guess what? We rise. See, that's the problem with hip-hop. You know, because, yes, there's a lot of competition, you know, that between rappers and what have you, between producers. But when you find a good one, don't beat him by telling him about somebody that's lesser that will do the job, because, see, we all got to eat.
Let me say this. That's like when you speak on it in that aspect, you have to look at it far as what dominates right now. You know, I would love, and I've done this, I go back to any producer that I know deserves a chance. I would do that. But I also know what I'm up against. And when you up against a lot of artists who has the potential to make it but don't really care about only what they care about in a beat, that's where you eliminate Bionic or any producer at his caliber, because they want this sound. So you got to bring, it's almost fair to say, you have to bring a lesser jaw to Bionic and say, hey, Bionic, this is what they want. Or Raw Dog, this is what they want. Raw Dog and Bionic are high-qualified producers in my eyes. So it's a 90% chance Raw Dog and Bionic are going to say, hey, I redo this beat, but it needs some drums, it needs a louder snare, and you're going to do it a Raw Dog style or a Bionic style. But this artist is going to say, man, I ain't want all that. Because he's corner-minded in what he wants.
Yeah, even but question Pusey Lee. Once he decide to lower his stand, this Bionic or Raw Dog decide to lower his standards, it also compromise image.
Well,
and don't get me wrong, well-paid producer, popular producers, they're not going to compromise their image. You're not going to get a Teddy Riley to drop his beat based on you know what his main drive, just to lower his standards for an artist who's trying to get
in the game. Now let me interject real quick. Now, it all depends on what's wanted, and it all depends on the mood. And the why I say that is, like, I've had certain artists listen to tracks, pass on them, hear them 2 months later when they're in a different mood, and say, why you ain't let me hear this beat before? Now, as a producer, I'm kind of the same way sometimes. I'm from Virginia, okay? So naturally, I look at the Teddy Rileys, the Timbaland, the Neptunes, you know, people like that as the folk that I love. You know, yeah, I grew up on Dre, but those are the ones that I look at like that's home. And I look at somebody like Timbaland, who has done some of the most complex beats, but at the same time, every now and then, he'll dumb it down, and it doesn't compromise him. We look at Pharrell and the Neptunes, and hear some of the stuff that they're doing, and like, okay, this is doing this, and this is doing this, but lest we forget that they did Grind It, which is the simplest beat in modern hip-hop history. It was the song of the summer. And nothing about that was compromised, not the lyrical content, not how they spit on it, nothing. That song was just went there. So it's a matter of compromising. I look at it from a producer standpoint. Compromising is if you've just totally tapped out. You know, one or two tracks, nah, you can do that, because even me now, sometimes I'm like, man, maybe I'm doing too much and maybe I just need to let this ride. And then I sit away from it for like a day or two, come back, listen to it and say, yeah, this is gold ride and this will work. Meanwhile, you know, I may pile everything in the kitchen sink up on something and it might not be appreciated. So it's a delicate balance from my perspective.
Okay. Totally get it. What I definitely got to do, I got to bring in Charlie V. We got about 14 minutes left, 13 minutes left in the show. So I want to bring in Charlie V. And anybody else who want to speak, all you have to do is press the number one. It'll highlight your number and it'll let us know that you had something to say in tonight's topic. You now have the floor, Charlie V. You have the floor.
Well, man, I'm enjoying listening, man, on this one, because I really don't have much to say. I'm not a producer. I just
Charlie V don't have much to say. Whoa. Golly, man.
I don't know.
Stand down.
Man, look, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out, man. I feel kind of sorry for these boys out here, man, because, you know, where do you go, man? Where do you go? What do you do? You know what I mean? It has
now,
to be
education.
Now, we said we're
going to get right to that. Bionic seems like he's very, very knowledgeable on things.
Yeah.
He said, where do we go?
Well, you got to look. There's an interview I want all y'all to try to take a listen to. And I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it's something along the lines of a lost or an old, very white interview. It's like an old unseen Barry White interview on YouTube. And even back then, and we talk about this, the 80s, he was talking about how music was moving forward and how, you know, around the 80s, stuff started getting overly synthesized and so on and so forth. And he was saying basically the love that people had, they'll still have. So if you're a musician, you're gonna constantly have the dollar coming to you, because you play. You'll always be okay. You'll always be strong. You know, it just and your time will come back around. And so looking at this situation, it's like, yeah, technology's gonna make stuff easier and easier and easier, but the gap is going to grow from those that really, really, truly know, and there's going to be a reason why a lot of these cats are wondering, why can't I do this or why can't I do that? Why can't I do this? You know, when the question was asked, who's the hottest producer out right now, it's a guy by the name of Mike Will. Now, the first time I heard him was on like a 2 Chainz song or something like that. not like, all right, this guy's another fly-by-night, you know, Lex Luger-type producer. But here you go. This guy has done Sierra's new single, the one that sound like my boo. He did that. He did the Kisses Down Low joint by Kelly Rowland. You know, this guy's doing R&B records now, and some of the biggest R&B records now. He got a joint or two on Jay-Z's new album. It's like this guy is the man right now. Now, how long would that last? I don't know. But the problem is he's the only person that you know by name out of all these other producers out here right now. And so, again, like, where do we go? It keeps moving forward. And bottom line is the people will say, okay, I'm tired of this, what's next? Okay, now I'm tired of this, what's next? Every 5 to 7 years, there's a shift in the sound. And it's about to be that time. So, who knows? We shall see.
Well, Poetic, as a producer, yes, I think the question that Bionic and I can both say, we don't only produce one genre of music. See, producers don't just produce what you might call hip-hop. I mean, you know, we do gospel, we do R&B. We might even try something a little funky. But each song has its own personality. And we have a catalog of these songs that are marinating that we go back to that are our own little babies. You know, that we see potential in them. We see that they are a standout in their own variation. So when you say the hottest producer, I think the question you'd have to ask him is, when did you start making that song? See, because people think that these songs are made overnight. They grow. You know, you might start it out and you go, okay, and you get to a certain point and you say, okay, I'm going to leave this. I got to think about this. We let it marinate. You know, and that's what a lot of hip hoppers don't do when they try to make tracks. They don't let the thought or the track marinate before they're trying to make it in the money. You know, and I think that's the upsetting part of the producer, and so, it's a limited thing because, you see, you don't know how the lyrics can be, the different ones can enhance a song. So by leasing, you get to see different variations of what you've created, and I think that's healthy. You know, and to be discovered, I'm sure that if Bionic got a call tomorrow and they said, well, we want to see different shades of your talent, I believe he's got them. You know, and if they called me, I've got them, you know. So that's producers. That's the actual people. That's just not the people jumping in and doing it with the keyboard. So I think if you asked him that, he would tell you that, you know. And you might go to him.
And your thoughts, Bionic? No, let's go to Pusey Lee. Pusey Lee, based on what he just said, what's your thoughts?
Okay, where do we go from here? I agree with Bionic. I agree with both of them really far as the music. They're the engineers. I remember running into a situation, you know, with Bionic on my music, and Bionic would always tell me that I overkill songs. I'm speaking on this far as a dumbing down right quick. And when he would tell me that, I'd laugh and say, what you mean by that? He'd say, man, people want to hear simple stuff. But I'd be like, it is simple. It's plain English. And we would make jokes about it. And then I did a show like 3 weeks ago, and I forgot my CD. I actually brought a blank CD instead of my show CD. So they said, well, go on stage and freestyle, because that's what I used to do. And when I freestyled, I really dumped out everything. And I had probably the best response. I didn't lose my dignity in what I do as far as music. But I had my best response just from a freestyle about 15 minutes long. So that's, when I say dumb it down, it's more like saying give the people what they want without compromising yourself. That's what I said about that. And far as where we go from here, I mean, people going to grind. Everything right now is an intense grind. You know, Bionic, Raw Dog, these are true producers that put a lot of energy and emphasis in their music. And me, myself, Bionic would always ask me, when you going to drop your album? And one of my answers is, man, when I feel like I'm ready to get behind it. And I say that because I don't want to just throw my album out there. Reason why? Because I put a lot of time and energy into the songs. Now, that's how they feel about their tracks, I'm pretty sure. So, but there are a bunch of artists that would get on a track, say anything, and throw it out there on the internet on YouTube with no problem. And that's my competition. You know, these guys putting songs on the internet every 3 songs a day. And I ain't even dropped one of my songs on YouTube yet. But in the same sense, every time I go perform, anytime I solicit my songs or my album,
maximizing your exposure is simple. So here's how to get started. You'll need to fill out the
right
form, upload your radio edit MP3, and photo.
What's going on? I didn't mean to do that, guys.
Oh, yeah. But I get the appropriate response. So I ask myself sometimes, where do I go from here? And long as producers still making tracks like Raw Dog, like Bionic, you know, real engineers that are out there listening, I can still write good music and I still have a chance. The whole bottom line is what's going to survive in the end of time is timeless music. That's all I see surviving. Timeless tracks, timeless songs, timeless artists. That's what's going to stand in the end. And like Bionic said, a lot of these artists are going to just kind of come to a point where they're going to say, man, this ain't working. You know, I need some better beats. I need to go get me some real beats that I own, that are mine, that, you know, nobody got but me. You know, not that's all on the internet. And people are kind of coming around and getting their heads right. And the big record labels are going to have a part in that. But right now, I think it's all an illusion that they're allowing people to live in for whatever purpose they're trying to accomplish at the top. But that's another subject, another Monday. But for right now, I think the rap game is going to it's going to die and rebuild for the sake of entertainment. Just put it like that.
Subject for another Monday. Well, let's just say we're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the talk part of the discussion. And
oh, yeah.
we're on 7 days a week for your music. In fact, we got about 3 minutes left to highlight, to let you guys know about, as far as our music section. You want to get your music in, tell you how to do it. You go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. I was testing the site. We had some difficulties. I'm testing the site right now. But I think our site is up and running. The technical squad has jumped on it and it's coming up. Now, we do have Jam It or Slam It. Right now, there's we actually are not running a contest at the moment, but we are revamping the site. So y'all stay tuned because time is traveling forward for us to make that Jam It or Slam It come back for you guys. Definitely go to hiphopnational.com, upload your music today. If you have issues, I'm going to give you the email address. Send it to PR@hiphopnational.com. We are a marketing and management firm to help you present a professional portfolio in front of the industry inside circle of the music business. We are here 7 days a week to make it happen for you. We have added gospel to our show. We do Crimson Line Ministries. We are on deck for Sunday with Pastor Chris. So y'all stay tuned. Keep it locked and loaded. Make sure y'all keep bringing it live right here on Hip Hop National Radio. I want to thank all of you guys for putting it down tonight. You did a very good job. Unfortunately, we need to be saying good night, everybody. Good night, everybody, just to let you guys know. Definitely, let's keep it going and keep this movement and this train growing. because that's how we help each other. Agree?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Y'all make sure y'all send the music. Dr. AT, take it away.
This is Raw Dog for Hip Hop National Radio. We're in the mix with Dr. AT today. And we're trying to let you know that, hey, we want your submissions. Please send them in to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. We now have a new distributing deal. So, those of you that are interested, that are hungry, that are artists, please, please send your submission to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Thank you.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT. Now let's get this party cracking. First up, a Raw Dog production, Better Days.
This is a Dr. AT production. Please forgive me, Lord.
Lord, can you forgive a G with a soul that's lost, heart full of deceit? All the sins I commit while I roam the streets. Lord, can you forgive a G? Know I'm wrong, so I'm praying, cause I long for peace. Lord, can you forgive a G? Help me become the one that I was born to be. Lord, can you forgive a G? On my knees asking us in the morning we. Lord, can you forgive a G? Please, can you bring calm to the storm in me? Lord, can you forgive a G? All those in the dark who become blind. Lord, can you forgive a G? May we walk together. Lord, can you forgive a G? Be a force forever and turn hard times into life lessons instead of chalk lines. Lord, can you forgive a G? See, I'm trying to ask if it ain't too late. Don't want my life to pass and have to see a fate. Lord, can you forgive a G? Of one who took it for granted and never see the gate. Lord, can you forgive a G? Love to see the day. So indeed I pray. Lord, can you forgive a G? On my knees asking. Lord, can you forgive a G? Can make the sun shine on the block one time. Lord, can you forgive a G? With a soul that's lost. All the sins I commit. Lord, can you forgive a G? Know I'm wrong, so I'm praying, cause I long for peace. Lord, can you forgive a G? Help me become the one that I was born to be. Lord, can you forgive a G? On my knees asking. Lord, can you forgive a G? Please, can you bring calm to the storm in me? Lord, can you forgive a G? All those in the dark who become blind. Lord, can you forgive a G? May we walk together. Lord, can you forgive a G? Be a force forever and turn hard times into life lessons instead of chalk lines. Lord, can you forgive a G?
Give thanks to the Lord.
See, I'm trying to ask if it ain't too late.
Please protect my soul from the devil.
And the next song is going to be by Matt Money. Hit him with the Bernie.
Check it. Mad money with the Bernie lean. My pocket so big, Burton, no Elmo. And I'm trying to get bent like Elbow. It's a body going dumb like Burton. any lean. I'm with the team, with the team, with the team. I'm all one, no cuts, when I hit the scene. Bernie lean, then I juice like Raheem. Hey, and you know I'm turned up. No E-40, but the party going up. Started tripping, get slid like a hockey puck. But the way she make it clap, got me all stuck. Bernie lean, Bernie lean, Bernie lean. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Bernie lean, Bernie lean, Bernie lean. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. My pocket's so big, Bird, no Elmo. And I'm tryna get bent like Elbow. Get the party going dumb like Bernie. Let me show you how I burn, 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 burn. Bernie, burn him with a Bernie, Bernie, burn him with a Bernie. Lean back when you burn, 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 burn. Bernie, burn him with a Bernie, Bernie, burn him with a Bernie. Lean back when you burn, burn him with a Bernie. Hey, I'm so fresh, so clean, clean. Two step, then I hit him with the Bernie lean. Move your arms, now you lean like promoxazine. Pockets on Big Bird, I'm a money fiend. She gon' bust it open, cup for that potion. Got me moving up slow motion. Girl, you know I'm on it, I can see you on it. Girl, you know I want it, I can tell you want it. Bernie lean, Bernie lean, Bernie lean. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Bernie lean, Bernie lean, Bernie lean. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. My pocket's so Big Bird, no Elmo. And I'm tryna get bent like Elbow. Get the body going dumb like Ernie. Let me show you how I burn, 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 burn. Let me see you, Bernie, do it with a lean. You a bad bitch, come play for the team. Do a cold like ice, cause I'm all about cream. Pockets on Big Bird, watch you Bernie lean. No Molly, but I'm rolling like a kid. With a chip, guarantee she gon' bust it open. Kinda young, but still gone off the potion. Turn up and I'm like a lotion. Bernie lean, Bernie lean, Bernie lean. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Bernie lean, Bernie lean, Bernie lean. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. My pocket's so Big Bird, no Elmo. And I'm tryna get bent like Elbow. Get the body going dumb like Ernie. Let me show you how I burn, 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 burn. Bernie, burn him with a Bernie, Bernie, burn him with a Bernie. Lean back when you burn, 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 burn. Bernie, burn him with a Bernie, Bernie, burn him with a Bernie. Lean back when you burn, 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 with a Bernie. My pocket's so Big Bird, no Elmo. And I'm tryna get bent like
next on deck, same OG, I wanna know.
Tell me what you dream, girl. Yeah. Just tell me what it is that you
dream, girl. Tell me what
you dream. Roscoe Fettuccine.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go. I wanna be the one to help you live your dreams, love. We can feel anything you can think of. House on the hill with the chandeliers and meat rub. Something mean, sitting in the driveway. You whip clean when you hit the highway. Wardrobe extravagant, every day's a Friday. Making love on the show, listening in the side day. I can provide you with everything you'll ever need. I'm talking both desires and necessities. Pick your secrets, keep your recipes. When we in the seat, straight ecstasy. You wanna be going deep.
Candlelit,
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you got to do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline, 213-559-2995. And the next song is going to be by Brisco on the Wall.
She won't get it, so she do me all up on the bar. She won't get it, so she do me all up on the bar. I won't get it, so I do her all up on the bar. I won't get it, so I do her all up on the bar. She won't get it, so she do me all up on the bar. She won't get it, so she do me all up on the bar. I won't get it, so I do her all up on the bar. I won't get it, so I do her all up on the bar.
I'm highly acting brisk, so when I come through, they know I'm on the bar. Sippin' Uber while I'm puffin', got a motor wall. Got the flip, hot stick, hands on a handlebar. Hop in, let it fall back, now I'm in my lane, bowling ball. Oh. I might be going about 100 miles, sippin' on that leanie, and I get it, I'll be going hard. She like, don't leave me, Papa, I'm not a dreamer, I'll be here, you ever need me.
She won't get it, but she threw me out of on the wall. She won't get it, but she threw me out of on the wall.
Forgot a draw. Check the bathroom and bye-bye, I'm a girl in the fall. Everybody on the wall, and we on it like a hawk. Can happen, clapping, round of applause. I might be going about 100 miles, sipping on that leanie and that guinea, I'll be going hard. She like, don't leave me, Papa, I'm not a tree, but I be here, you ever need me.
She won't get it, but she do me out of fun of bar. She won't get it, so she do me all up on the bar. I won't get it, so I do all up on the bar. I won't get it, so I do all up on the bar. She won't get it, so she do me all up on the bar. She won't get it, so she do me all up on the bar. I won't get it, so I do all up on the bar. I won't get it, so I do all up on the bar.
I'm under arrest, my hands completely cuffed. She always in control, I know she like it rough. Never you let her up. Never tried to call her phone, just hit her with a text to let her know it's on. So all up on the wall, now I'm all up on the fanny. She probably South Beach, down through Miami. I know she wasn't kidding, and I'm so quick to get it. I always put her out, and that's for how it feels. Prince God.
She won't get it, so she threw me all up on the wall. She won't get it, so she threw me all up on the wall. I won't get it, so I threw her all up on the wall. I won't get it.
And the next song is going to be by Mike Militia, Feel So Good.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop. This is Raw Dog. It's my pleasure today to introduce you to a new song by G-Squad called Marching. I'm so proud of these young men. They've come a long way. And here it comes. Marching by G-Squad.
Never be marching without stop. Song will be singing in the east. Song will be gathering way in the west. Song will be shouting way in the north.
Everybody's going through something out there.
put your trust in the Lord.
Now that you've heard it, now you understand what I mean. Music with a purpose. Remember, that's G-Squad. Marching.
Next on deck is CNC 206. Don't forget me. This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you got to do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember,
The language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.